The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's time for our weekly medical consultation with Dr. Ray Whalley, our GP. And Ray, I want to start by talking about the flu, because we have had a number of deaths confirmed as a result of swine flu. And I'd imagine a lot of people think flu can't be that dangerous. How come it is?
It's a serious illness. It's a serious illness in vulnerable people. Back in 1918, many, many years ago, somewhere between 50 and 100 million people were killed. That was in a day when we didn't have vaccines. That was in days when we didn't know what we do now. So last year, there were 222 deaths from flu. Last year's statistics were the highest on record. It is a serious illness. And the sad thing about it is we have a vaccine which gives serious benefits to it, between 60 and 80% benefits reduction in the flu. So it's something that, you know, if people are in vulnerable groups, they need to be getting the flu vaccine.
Okay, what's a vulnerable group though?
People over 65 years of age, people with chronic care needs, those things being cardiac disease, airways disease, asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, pregnant ladies. What we learned when swine flu, the horrible terminology swine flu developed about 7 or 8 years ago, was that pregnant ladies were vulnerable. Your immune system is reduced when you're pregnant. And what we also realized was for decades in the US, pregnant ladies were getting the flu vaccine safely. So as a result of that, we started giving flu vaccines. But that was after a lot of deaths throughout the world. And again, it is a safe vaccine in that group of people, equally with children who've got chronic care needs. Now, we also know that healthcare workers are 10 times more likely to develop the flu. So it's important that that group of people get vaccinated as well.
OK, but what about worries that people have about taking a vaccine, that they're actually introducing the flu into their system?
Well, the vaccine is a dead vaccine. We have two types of vaccines. We've got live vaccines and dead vaccines. This vaccine can now not come live. What you can do is develop some reaction to it. I'm giving 500 of these a year since 1990. I can count on two hands how many people have had serious reactions. We're not saying that nobody gets a reaction, but the greater majority of people get this. I get it myself. I've been getting it since 1990. All my staff, that's six in my practice, get it. I'm not going to give myself something that's, I don't give it to myself in the first place, but my nurse isn't going to give me an unsafe vaccine. So it is something which is effective. I do have a small number of people who might get a runny nose or aches and pains after it, but they're the same people who come back to me and say, I've had a winter whereby I have less illness, less flu.
What about, I'm sure there are many people listening who are thinking maybe they recommend to their parents over the age of 65 to get it. What about the under 65s? Who in that age group should be thinking of getting it?
Especially healthcare workers, people who work in nursing homes at any level. If you are working as a porter in a nursing home, or you're working as a nurse's aide, you need to get it because they're the most vulnerable group of people, those people who are elderly in those nursing homes. Equally, people with chronic care needs, chronic kidney disease, chronic respiratory, liver, people with who are on immunosuppressants, people who may be on cancer-treating drugs, all of those type of things. That being said, there are specific times when you give it, and that's where talking to oncologists to say, right, I'm on a treatment, when is the best window to be given here?
If you do get the vaccine, how long does it take before it takes effect?
10 days.
How much does it cost?
You can get it in GP surgeries for all medical card holders, for all doctor visit only card holders, it is free. Equally, for the same group of people, it is free from your pharmacy. Depending on the pharmacy, depending on the GP, all of those provided, obviously at a fee. If you are somebody with a chronic care needs, the vaccine is paid for by the state and the cost of the application of the vaccine lies with you between your GP, your pharmacy. Equally, a group of people who are at work should be going to their occupational health service. So if you're in a hospital setting, you need to be going down to your OC health department to get your flu vaccine.
What about children?
In India, Ireland, we actually aren't vaccinating greater groups of people. In the UK, they've been vaccinating under sixes. They've been vaccinating other children. It's something that hasn't been given here, but we do give it to vulnerable children, certainly cystic fibrotic children, children with chronic care needs, asthmatic children, children who are more vulnerable.
Okay, something else I want to ask you about, given that we're near the start of the year, I'm sure many people have decided to try and introduce good habits into their lifestyle, that they've decided to do things like giving up smoking, cutting down their alcohol, getting more exercise. How difficult psychologically is it, though, to actually to keep doing things like that once you start with the best of intentions?
Well, one end of our training as GPs, and we teach our trainees the same thing, is what are called brief interventions. And brief intervention is literally that. You're talking to somebody about something which is having an adverse effect on their health. Now, I'm somebody who has lost both their parents to cigarettes. I'm fairly blunt in regard to it. But the majority of people, if they smoke, acknowledge it and they want to give it up because they realise that it is affecting their health. And by just literally a brief intervention with a GP, it gives them the idea of preparing to quit. And then we go through what you do. So, for example, there is a HSE quit line, 1-800-201-203. And the studies have shown that there's a 50% higher success rate if you engage with that helpline. But we go through a load of different things, picking a date, getting support, changing your routine, all those type of things. Like, where there's a will, there's a way. I've yet to meet anybody who doesn't want to improve their health.
Yeah, but getting support, just say taking it away from cigarettes, so something like alcohol. Now, at the moment, I'm trying to steer clear of alcohol, but it's when you actually don't want it, or when you know you shouldn't have it, is when you actually want it more at times. I'm sitting in a pub over Christmas, four friends of mine, all with lovely creamy pints of porter in front of me, and I'm with my glass of water, and never did I feel more like having a pint, even though I can go weeks without actually wanting it. Why is that?
Because you're human. We're all human. I'm afraid I enjoy a pint with like anybody else. I'm not a smoker. I've never been a smoker. And basically, the guys around you are thinking the same way, but just happens it's not on that night. We're all the same. And it's a matter of everything in moderation. It's not the fact that you can't have a pint. It's not the fact that you can't do things which are like maybe eating a nicer diet some days, I'm afraid, a takeaway or whatever. That being said, I can see no logic to smoking. Unfortunately, it is something that is carcinogenic, cancer-causing. It is life-shortening. Every parent I've met, the one thing they've said is, I do not want my child to smoke. But the problem is that they, being smokers, are more likely to have a child that does smoke. So we're all the same in regard to, it's just a matter of getting people at the right time, give them support. It's not about chastising them. It's about working in partnership with them together to see get the opportunity to stop them.
But just to finish, Dr. Ray Wally, it is a strange thing, isn't it, how when people know that they shouldn't do certain things because they're not good for their health, be it in relation to smoking, be it in relation to alcohol, be it in relation to diet, getting more exercise, despite knowing all of these things, being informed, how difficult it actually is to do the right thing.
It is, but at the moment, for example, over the last number of years, it's 15, 20 years since we brought in the cigarette legislation. Now, in the last year, there are a greater number of people not smoking than are smoking. Equally, in this country, what we don't realise is there are 1 million people who are actually not drinking any alcohol. So at the end of the day, there are a lot of people out there who don't drink. In fact, in the UK and in Ireland, it is increasingly becoming a prevalence of young kids who are eschewing alcohol. So I'm afraid there's an element of we're looking at things through certain glasses, but we're being myopic and we're not looking at really what's actually happening out there.
Got to leave it there for our weekly medical consultation with Dr. Ray Wally. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.